Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to PGN. This is Deborah this evening on Tuesday night, and we are at the end of April. So praise the Lord. I can't believe this year is just rolling right along, and we'll be in summer, our summer months, before we know it. Well, thank you for joining us this evening. I'm glad to have you here among us, and thank you for what a blessing you are and for bringing your faith to the household of the Lord and in the presence of his stone portals this evening. Thank you for joining us online. Thank you for everyone who's listening and those who are dialed in. May the Lord bless you, bless your eyes, and bless your ears. Bless your eyes to see and your ears to hear. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you're building our lives on the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's open up in prayer. Actually, I was going to read Psalm 119, verses 1 through 4. The heavens declare, and this evening I'll be reading from the New King James Version. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night into night reveals knowledge, nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. We thank you, Father, for sending forth your word, Lord. In Jesus' name, into the hearts of the people. We thank you that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, God. We thank you, Lord. May you send forth your word to do your bidding on your behalf. May it not return void, but accomplish all that you've purposed and set it forth to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the hearts who are listening that belong to you, God, that are tethered to you, God, that you would tether their path to the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord, that you would lead them not into temptation, but that you would deliver them, Father. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, that you are, Lord, speaking forth, Lord, your wisdom, your language, and your knowledge, Lord. And we ask that, Lord, truly that our ears would be blessed to hear and our eyes would be blessed to see all that you're saying and all that you're speaking, Lord. And may you receive all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, may you receive the glory and all the honor, God. We thank you for what you're building in our lives and through our lives, Lord, through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for our daily bread. In Jesus' name, and every provision, God, really every provision that you supply for us, physically in our bodies, God, our mind, our spirit, and our emotions, God, even bringing balances to people's emotions, God. In Jesus' name, and in our spirit, Lord, our spirit, we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, and our very soul, Lord, belong to you, that you've purchased them and that you've called us who we are, Lord, in Jesus' name, who we are. And we say unto you, here we are, Lord, use us and speak, Lord, for your servant is listening, in Jesus' name. Well, thank you again for joining us this evening. Praise the Lord. And okay. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, well, let me just say I was hearing something over the weekend, and it made me actually dive into the Word of the Lord and search something out today. So, and what I was doing was, it was something actually that I first learned here on PGN about the parable of the sower and how Jesus, you know, it says he spoke in parables. And if you look at that up, sometimes it says Proverbs, sometimes it says that, sometimes it says, might use some other words like in mystery, something, you know, in that sort. And so, and then it talks about, you know, the disciples are inquiring him after he gives this. And we find this in Matthew 13, And Mark 4, the two references I'm using, it's also in Luke 8, but those are the two that I'll be referencing from as Matthew 13 and Mark 4, the parable of the sower, the parable of the soil, if you will, okay? So then the disciples are inquiring of the Lord saying, hey, like, we didn't understand what you're saying, and by the way, mean, and why are you talking like this? And so when he pulled them aside, and it says he actually ended up, let me see what verse is that. I think it might be verse 33. This is in Mark, with such parables he spoke the word to them, meaning his disciples, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable, he did not speak to them. So he even spoke to his parents. To his disciples. And when they were alone, he explained all things to his disciples. So that means when he was alone with them, with the disciples, he explained all the things to his disciples. Or in some versions, or I've heard that he spoke to them plainly, where it says Jesus spoke to his disciples plainly and explaining things. And so then I began to look up the word plainly, to see what the meaning of that was, and how many times it was used in scripture, and how we found that, like when Jesus speaking plainly. Now, some of the reasons in the parable, if we were just going back to the parable for a minute, and it talks about, he even says why he spoke in parables to those who are unbelieving. So they're seeing, but they do not see. They're hearing, but they do not hear, nor do they understand. And then it was talking about a prophecy to be fulfilled in Isaiah, which talks about they've grown dull. They've grown dull in their hearing. Okay, their hearing has grown dull. And so, and I don't know if it's a way for Jesus to continue to lull them, or in a sense for them to try to wake them up, so that they can see and understand and inquire more. I don't know if it's a way of saying for them to be humble, to step into that. I'm not sure. But that is one of the things. And he did say that he explained things to his disciples. So his disciples, we know, were believers, right? And you and I are believers. There's believers, and then there's disciples. We grow in that, and we do what the Lord says, and his word, and through his voice, both Logos and Rhema. And then there's his servants, those he's called, to continue into the being a disciple, and then even like teaching other king in that. Some, yes, in the fivefold ministry, but I think even some that are even devoted to teach others, also would be a servant. Okay, so in Matthew 13, where we find this parable, it is the most in scripture where we find where Jesus is talking and saying the kingdom of God is likened to the most in Matthew 13. So he also talks about in Matthew 13, and the parable, what does it mean? Like, what do the different soils mean? I think those have a reference to that have to do with, the word being snatched, the different things that are the cares of this world, that's going to affect our hearing. Those things are going to affect our hearing. So you can go back and look at that. And, read that before the Lord and see if any of those things are affecting you as primary or prominent right now, if it feels like you're not hearing the Lord. But he does say to his disciples, that your ears are blessed. Your hearing and your ears and your eyes, they are blessed. And so when he blesses that, when his blessing is on it, then we hear him and he can explain things to us and he can speak plainly. So back to the word plainly, I found in scripture, again, using just the the New King James Version, as I looked this up, the word plainly came up in 12 different verses. And now the word plainly was not, it was not the same definition of the word in the 12, but I'm going to draw out a couple of them, okay? Because Moses, we know in Numbers 12:8, it says, speaking of Moses, I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings. As he sees in the form of the Lord, why then are you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Okay, so as I look this up, and I don't know if you've ever looked up words in certain phrases and the way that they're, even in the New, I looked this up, even in the New King James Version. And sometimes when you look it up, it'll pull up the Greek and the Hebrew words, but it'll actually change, because for the true meaning and the explanation of it, it'll bring up the true word that's likened to it in the Greek or to the Hebrew, okay? So when this says even plainly, so he spoke to him face to face, even plainly, the word that came up there was even apparently. Okay, that's what came up as the definition to this word. And that means in appearance, right? Did he speak to Moses in appearance? Yes, he did. In sight, in countenance, in vision, in favor, to look upon, and fair. A slight, or sorry, appearance, vision, phenomenon, and vision, what is seen. Okay, so does the Lord speak to us that way? So it's saying that this word, excuse me, that this word is likened to the word plainly. Okay, so if the Lord is speaking to us in the vision, we might not understand all of the power of what we're seeing or the supernatural aspects to the vision of what we're seeing, but the Lord is speaking to us plainly. Can you imagine? I mean, and that is like, I don't even know what type of, heavenly language that there is, right? We have the Holy Spirit and we have a heavenly prayer language. But even so, more so than that, even the depths of the heavens that bring the glory of God and the firmament and the depths of it and the knowledge that comes forth, it must be so incredibly deep that when he speaks to us, he's saying, I'm speaking to you plainly. So this type of revelation and a revealing that he speaks to us, we might have to figure out this language of heaven, you know, and the supernatural and the power of what we're seeing in a vision. But it's saying he's speaking plainly, just as he did to Moses, right? It's an appearance, a vision, right? Countenance, even his countenance changed. The favor to look upon us, incredible. Okay, and then another verse it says, it translates this way in Exodus 21:5. But if the servant plainly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go free. Okay, this word plainly here is speaking forth to say, like to answer from one's heart, to think, to be told, to boast, you know, to make known. To consider, to declare, you know, one's desire and to make that statement. Okay, so that's plainly. Also, Deuteronomy 27:8 is, it says, and you shall, speaking to Moses here, and you shall write very plainly on the stones all the words of this law. So if God is speaking this to Moses and that this is what was going to be done, and God was wanting even the commandments to be written plainly so that they might be known to the people. So they could never say that they didn't understand the Lord, that they couldn't do his ways, and that they weren't made known to them, right? So when he's speaking plainly, he's making something known and that it's from him. Sometimes we might have to seek him more and that invitation to know him more and through that. But it is God's desire, and it has been from the beginning, that his voice be heard to his people, right? And remember, his people rejected it and said, he said he wanted to speak to all, and his people rejected it and told the leaders and the priests, no, no, you go listen for us. We don't want you to, out of fear and whatever else was going on. You go do it, and then you tell us what he said. And so then Moses went up you know, to the mountain. And God said, you're going to write plainly on the stones the words of the law. And that was the beginning point where the people, so they were going to actually know what they had to do. And there was a form of labor to it and work to it, because quite frankly, that's what they asked for. That's what they asked for. And the Lord wanted to show them, because he was going to fulfill, that this isn't the way to completely find him and completely find rest. But in the Hebrew day, how they learned was through experience. And this is definitely how they're going to be learning, is through experience. Can we learn through experience? Yes, we can. But in the Greek, in the New Testament, theirs was more like bullet and teaching point things. You know, they were more intellectual, and So to make plain here was the same, to make plain and distinct, to make clear and to declare, okay, which is the same word that is used in Habakkuk 2:2, where it says, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. So when the Lord is speaking to us and we pray, because I've prayed for years and just said, Lord, speak to me plainly. I am just a simple girl. Speak to me plainly. And, you know, asking the Lord for that and thanking him for that. And but now beginning to see that even more and more, that even when he speaks to me in times where it might seem, I don't know if you want to say complex, but it might seem like, I have knowledge of one particular area, but he is revealing things plainly to me. It just might be a time factor in me understanding the language and seeking him more on it. So those are just a few things. And then I also seen on John 16 is where he began. And it was, you know, in this chapter, first, he's warning the people of falling away. You know, a few chapters there, or verses, he's talking about a warning away. And then he's talking about the work of the Holy Spirit, like the Holy Spirit's going to be promised to you. Then he talks about his death and resurrection. And then he talks about, as it leads into the prayer promises in the same chapter, and then him overcoming the world and speaking into it where we're going to find our peace. Which is in him, and he's speaking these things so that we do find our peace in him, knowing that we're going to live in a world that is troubled, but we find our peace in him. And so, and through that, we will overcome as he did. So he says, these things I have spoken to you in a figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in a figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father, which, and that word there is openly and frankly, without concealment. You know where it says the mystery's been revealed? Without ambiguity, without the use of figures or comparisons, free and fearless confidence, cheerful courage, boldness, and assurance. And that is how securely and publicly is how Jesus speaks to us about the Father. And then verse 29 says, his disciples said to him, see, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. And this is before he left and before. And I think there's a part of it which I had not seen before until I was going over some of this, is there's also, I see the deity, him holding the deity and be able to speak about that plainly and clearly, that they've grown into their relationship with him by following him. They've grown into learning the things that are plainly before them, but by their following them, right? Pick up your cross daily and follow him. In the New Testament, it says, well, actually in Deuteronomy 29:29, first it says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever. Amen. So that we may follow all the words of the law. So when he spoke those things plainly, right, when he speaks plainly, let us follow that. We're following Jesus, his word. That's what we're following. Yeah. Okay, so Luke 1:2, just as we were handed down to us by the initial eyewitnesses and servants of the word, so that's what we followed, is those things that were handed down, and give us this day our daily bread. Yes, and so, yes, so we follow after him. I hope that makes sense to you guys. And some of the things that were happening and taking place. So the Lord does speak that way. You can read again in the parables if you feel like there is some sort of any type of hindrance or whatever you could see. If there's anything there, the seed from receiving or blocking the seed, the things of this world, those different things, and then also be in your family. They might be in your family, and you are the interceder, the one to intercede and to stand in the gap and to, you know, to move that thing, plow up those places and water them as well. So let's open up the phone lines. Thank you for joining us again this evening. And we are building our life on the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's just thank him for that. Every living stone, step by step, place by place, that are things that he's putting into place in our lives. And we just thank him for that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah, he is directing us, and there is no word in the Greek for the word coincidence that we use. You know, everything is as the Lord is guiding us and knows our steps and our placement, and he's revealing that. He reveals that even when we look back and in hindsight, he reveals that he was there all along, and it teaches us to grow in our faith and in our trust in him as he is guiding us, and the desire to want, you know, our eyes to be blessed even more so that we could see, that our ears to be blessed even more so that we could hear. So let's and I just pray before that. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, God, for every listening ear, God. And as your word, Lord, we just pray and break off, God, any forms of dull of hearing in our family line, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and any spirits that would attach themselves to that, we break it now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, and ask for your blessing and pray for your blessing, God, and your anointing to be on our eyes to see, God, that we might perceive, that we might see vision, God, that we might see as you ordained us to see, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, that you would bless our ears, God, that we would hear things in faith, God, and move in faith and step in faith, God, and take action in faith to your word, God, even and trust, God, and just trusting that word, God, but activating our faith by bringing that forth in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for using our lives for your glory. Lord, may you be glorified. God, be glorified in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for some, Father, that you will redeem the time. God, that you would redeem the time, Lord, and place your blessing upon the time, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's pray. I mean, let's open up the phone line. 205-531. Good evening. Welcome to PGN 205-531. This is Deborah. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Julia May from Alabama.
Julia May.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you for joining us this evening. God bless you. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for Julia May, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I see, like, doors that are open. And some of the doors are not open, like a, maybe I don't know if it's a transition or like a hallway, and there's doorways that are open. And, you know, they're not like the doors all the way open, you know, and some doors are just, they're open a couple feet, you know, you could, you know, like an animal could get through, like a cat or a dog could get in and out, but it's not open all the way, but they are open doors. And so I'm not sure if you even are in a type of transition, but I see doors opening. And if the doors open, a door's open. You know, if that's what the Lord calls an open door, then it's an open door. You know what I'm saying? And even if it has to be something like that door's open, but you have to take hold of it, you know, put your hand, you know, on the handle, take hold of it and look and explore of what's in that open door. You know, there's like that participation to what's happening in that open door, you know. And so I thank you, Father, Lord, for these open doors, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the choices that she has, God. We just pray for your blessing, God. And as she explores and takes hold of what you have for her, Father God, we thank you for your leading, God. We thank you for your justice, God. We thank you, Lord, for your ways of bringing and doing, you know, just your goodness, or how you bring about those things in our life, Lord, that we don't even maybe always see. And maybe that's part of it too, is that you don't, like the door's open, but you don't actually see everything that's in there until you walk through it, you know. And so we see it as we begin to participate and as we begin to activate and to move in it. So I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for just flooding her with the glory of the Lord as she walks through these open doors, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
So how are you doing? What's going on over there?
Fine. We did a pre-thing yesterday for Jumper, so she's going to have a surgery May 11th. To move the pig, and he's gonna try. He's saying he's gonna try to go in and move, you know, move her tray also. So, you know, get the tray out too, because he said, you know, he could come out. He looked to see, you know, had he downsized, because they can't. It was a size 8, and they downsized it to a 6. So he said, you know, they just can't take them off. They have to downsize, and then they can take them off.
So she has to have surgery for that. Okay.
Yeah, she had, in January she had the downsize surgery, but so now they gonna go ahead, since she's eating and everything, to take out the fruit, pig line, the feeding line, and then look at her throat real good, and you can take the tray out. Cause that ain't no problem. Cause don't think you just pull it out.
Okay.
I think it's the easy part. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, that's good news, right? It's progressing.
Oh yes, and then yesterday I had a blessing. Didn't know it. We left the store and I went to McDonald's and I said, "Well, I'm gonna get her a vanilla shake because she want an orange drink." I said, "No," and I'm gonna get me a chocolate. And so I got the chocolate. I drank and I said, "Oh my goodness!" I said, "It tastes like cocoa and pure sugar. It was so sweet." I said, "This is not a chocolate milkshake." And then I thought about it. I said, "I can't taste it." I said, "Well, thank you, Jesus." I said, "My taste buds came back. I didn't even know it."
Wow.
I haven't changed it since April 2018. That's when I lost it.
Wow.
Well, I told you I could
taste
sweet and sour like that. But really, I said, now this tastes just like cocoa and sugar. And it was, ooh, it's so sweet. And I said, I had, you know, it's almost like locking my jaw was so sweet. Mm-hmm. I said, I hadn't tasted anything like that to realize what it was. And I thought about it. I told my friend, she said, what? It was sweet. I said, you missed the point. I can't taste. She said, you sure can. I said, well, I tasted yesterday. Mm-hmm. And
wow,
I had some food today.
Awesome.
And I was tasting. I said, thank you.
So that's 3 years that
yes.
was going on. Almost to the month. 3 years to the month. Wow.
Yep. And it was April 2018. That's when it started. When I pulled the head up a respiratory and then it changed into bronchitis. And, you know, my eyes turned pink and he was treating me with some eye drops and shots and Benadryl and then it would disturb because it went from upper to bronchitis real bad. He was trying to stop it. And then he had to give me a breathing treatment and then I had to go back and get two more shots. I ended up like 6 shots and two treatment of antibiotics, 2 treatment of Z-Pak and all that stuff. And one day I just realized I couldn't take this meal.
Wow, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it came back about a year and a half.
Okay.
A little bit, it just came to a point where, hot food used to burn my tongue, so it started, I could smell onions, but I couldn't tell what it was, but I always knew I recognized that smell. And then they had spicy food, I could pick it up. I always smell stuff like metallic. It's a metallic scent, I don't know what it is. And I ate I had a cheeseburger at McDonald's, and I guess I ate some of the seasoning. It tastes like metal. And I was trying to tell the folks, and the boy was laughing. I said, I don't see nothing funny. And she said, I said, this don't taste right. She said, you want another? I said, no, if that one tastes like that, I want another. I said, that tastes awful in my mouth. But that's what, it's done. And when I got the COVID in August, I lost that sense of taste again. And so that's how I knew, because, see, they still were saying bronchitis. They said, you had bronchitis. And they were treating me with what? Z-Pak and antibiotics again. So they thought it was bronchitis. But when I test negative twice. And when she was in the hospital in August, I tested. And then next week, the doctor gave me another. I still was negative. And I got bad off sick. And then the third time, she said, you can do it again. And then she called me back the next week. She said, you had it. So I guess they did a different test. She said, but you've not already been quarantined. I said, yeah, I've already been quarantined. She said, just wear your mask and do the sanitizer. I was doing that when I caught it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now how is your taste now since the few days ago that you, is that part recovered? Or does it seem like it's fully recovered?
No, it was the same until yesterday. Like I said, yesterday when I drank that milkshake, that was the first time I tasted something like that since 2018 in April.
Okay, so that was just yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, that was just yesterday. Mm-hmm.
And so how have you done today? Is that everything seems fine today?
Well, I had a case of deer and stuff like that, and that was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
And just I remember, the way it tastes, but yeah.
Wow. So maybe that has something to do with, in some ways, the transition. So you're transitioning and it's an open door, So,
right.
Yeah, you transition and that door brought healing, the door was open and then, it brought healing to your taste and restorative. So thank you, Father. Just for restoring all things, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, we just release your restorative nature, your restorative power in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray over Jennifer as well. God, even in preparation for May 11th, God, just restorative power to take a hold of her, God, even in her throat, God, and whatever this attack has been, God, in their throats, Lord, and with a taste and with food, in Jesus' name. May that be restored, God, and that they receive even their daily bread, God, their spiritual, Lord, spiritually, Father God, and in the natural and in the supernatural, God, that you would make provision for that, Father, that you would open those doors, they would walk through them, and your restorative power, Lord, would be upon them, Father, in Jesus' name, your anointing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Wow, that's exciting. Thank you for sharing that. That is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been praying about it, like I said. It's no fun out there when you eat and can't taste and you smell. I said, that's awful. They said, why? How you eat? I said, I just eat it. It doesn't matter. I said,
because you have to, yeah.
Yeah, I said, when you eat, it tastes like dodo wood or tastes like nothing. Yeah, I just said, it's awful. Sometimes I don't eat because I forget. Because I don't taste food and I forget to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So praise God. Wow. Well, is there anything else that we can pray for you in agreement for?
I'm trying to get my finance together, and I was trying to get a loan to consolidate some bills. I don't know what happened. And I've been trying to get that since July last year. And I don't know, like I said, it looked like it's been blocked. And so I'm trying to get that together because, like I said, I'm still not working because Jumper Center, the Dump Center is not open to take patients outside the group home. So I'm not able to work.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to find, a remote job. So, and I have some friends, they're trying to get their unemployment and find jobs. I was praying for people, nationwide like that. I know I can understand a lot of the frustration because I'm going through it too and with the unemployment,
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was praying. Actually, as I was praying, I was thinking finances that didn't come out of my mouth. But, Lord, mm-hmm. we do pray for her, God, and favor on that as well, Lord, that you would make provision and provide on her on her behalf, God, and her daughter, Lord, that you would just favor, God, with the decision makers, Lord, and even that door, Lord, that would be an open door, God, of transition, God, of your provision, Lord, and just restoring, Lord, what was lost, Lord, restoring it, even financially, Father. We ask for it, God, according to your riches and according to your glory, Father, that it be released in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening and sharing that about your taste. That's so exciting.
Okay.
It's a great testimony. Yes, that's a great testimony.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Okay, thank you. And you be blessed. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Julia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bless you.
You will. Thank
Bye.
You, ma'am.
Okay, very nice. Okay, we have 251-342. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Deborah, this is Latrice from Alabama.
Hey, Latrice, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. So I got back-to-back Alabama again. That's cool. I know sometimes, I don't even know why the Lord, that's just funny how the Lord does that, but he does. So we thank you, Lord, for Latrice, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for just every aspect and facet of how you're working in her life, Lord, and you're putting things together, Lord, that are even intricate, however you say that word, intricate things. That he's putting those things together. So I see the things coming together that are intricate, however you say that. And but he's putting it together, and he's fascinating together, and it's coming together. I don't know if I don't want to say, it's coming together. I see the pieces coming together. That's what I should say. I see the pieces coming together of whatever this is, God. So we thank you for that, God.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you, Lord, just for, and what the Lord builds and what the Lord puts together, it is lasting. It is a lasting, just like the Israelites, even when they walked in the wilderness, the preservation of the Lord was upon them because he led them out. He led them out from where he no longer wanted them, and he heard their cry. Okay, it says, that he had compassion on them, and he heard their cry for a deliverer and that they wouldn't be under this oppression, so the Lord led them out. And while they did have, walk through the wilderness, what he led them out with, had the preservation of the Lord upon that. And like it was supernatural, the preservation, it was supernatural that was upon them, and the things that lasted and that they dedicated unto the Lord, and that they would know, like even their shoes, they would know, like where, you know, just this remembrance of where you were led out of, where you were led to. And even though there were difficulties that they faced where they were led to, you know, but the Lord was working things in their lives so that they would, even sometimes they would have a weak moment and think they wanted to go back and maybe state that, or they might complain or murmur a little bit, you know, with where they were being led and their weakness, and then their moment where they didn't know and there was uncertainty. But the Lord kept leading them to move forward and kept guiding them and kept giving them this unction to follow him and to continue to trust him, even when they didn't know, even when they didn't see, and it was, seemed uncertain to them. And they had to, you know, go about just their daily needs. They didn't know, you know, like from week to week, month to month, you know, they just knew daily, daily their needs were met, you know, and they were to trust him for the next day and not to go too far ahead, you know, not to go too far ahead. And so I see the Lord just putting together something that is lasting. All the pieces and the framing, again, they do not look the same. It's like that it is intricate. I said it a little bit better. And the development of it. And it also is something like a flowing. I think that something's going to flow through it as well. Like it's a flowing resource. It's a flowing resource. I know certainly his spirit is like a river and that is flowing, and I'm not sure what other type of provision that will flow, that will be flowing through this, because it's designed that way. It's like that is the design of how it's intricately made. So we thank you, Father, for that, Lord, and we bless that, God, and we just pray for your daughter for clarity, God, and for your revelation and for your knowledge, Lord, even as we read in Psalm 19, that you would just speak forth the knowledge of the evening, Lord, and to bless her. We consecrate her pillow unto you, God, that you would speak to her and reveal things, God, even in her dreams, Lord, and that she would capture that. And that she would know that, Lord, things in her dreams from you, Lord, that even affect her spirit. And like from her spirit, Lord, it overflows to even her own soul, God, like with such joy and such excitement and such assurance in her life, God. We just release that now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your covering and your blood and your protection, God, even in her dreams, Lord, even in the night season, Father. You cover her, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. God, that was great, Deborah.
Oh, you're so... So what do you got going on? Yes, God is, praise the Lord.
Trying to, now I'm preparing for finals, this week and next week. And might be able to breathe for about a week or two and then go back and prepare for the summer session. And we're going to see how that goes. And I'm believing God to take me through it. And I don't think he's going to take me to it and not take me through it.
Yeah, now tell me what you're studying again. I remember, I know some of us have talked about as you said that.
Nursing. I'm in nursing.
Nursing.
I'm going to be an LPN. And so the semester ends next week, and we'll be out for a couple of weeks. Then we go on to the next semester, which will be about 10 weeks. So we're going to push in about 15 or 16 weeks worth of work. So
wow.
Yes, but God, I believe he can take me through it.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pray. Yeah, Lord, we thank you, Father, that, yes, Lord, that you would bless her mind, Lord. We thank you for your love and for your power and for a sound mind, God. Let that be upon your daughter, Lord, that you would bless the work of her hands, Lord. And as she comes to you, God, even when she studies, Lord, that you would help her to study, God, with clarity and with effectiveness, God, and purposefully, God, in Jesus' name. We ask for your anointing to be on that, God. We ask for your successful completion of all of her classes and of all of her studies, Lord, that she would successfully receive her credentials as an LPN, God. And we thank you for what you're doing in that. And I don't even know if that's part of the intricate work that he's doing. I don't know. But Lord, we thank you and just release the hand of the Lord to be upon her, Lord, and to bless her in every facet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And I do thank you. And I decree the blessings of the Lord on you. And I command miracle to find you and perform itself in Jesus' name.
Amen. Wow. Thank you.
Amen. And I do thank you, Deborah. Keep us uplifted, and I'll do the same.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Good to hear your voice. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be heard. Any day above ground is a good day.
Yeah. This is true. Okay. Amen. Bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Our next caller is, hold on 1 second. Okay. It's 402-214. Good evening.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah. This is Sharon in New York.
Sharon. How are you?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I like your word about, clarity with the, what's the right word? When God speaks to me, God always speaks to me literally because I do the same thing. I need, I need him to spell it out.
Yeah, plainly, is that what I was saying?
Right, plainly, that was it.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. Yes.
I was just hoping for some prayers, huh?
Yes, and he does, he does explain it. And when we ask him, explain this to me, he's gracious. He's gracious, and he does bring forth his wisdom without judgment. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your daughter, Sharon, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask, Lord, that that you would provide and make provision for all that she has need of, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, you, Lord, for even the oil or the dew from heaven, and those sometimes can come in droplets. But he also, when he shed his blood, one drop of Jesus' blood could miraculously do away with darkness and cover the earth, and and remove sin, one drop of that. And so I'm seeing a release of, and I don't know if it's oil or a dew from heaven, droplets coming, but they're coming and helping the gears and the shifting of how you're thinking and how you're processing, and helping you to go through that. It's oiling that, and bringing the process and making it simpler, so it doesn't seem as difficult or as hard, so it's I don't know if it's it's supplying. It is supplying the process, with his anointing and his really, I mean, like, by his spirit and just how he works. And, his, you know, there is a little bit of a mystery even to his anointing, you know, and just the release of that and how that comes. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, just for every functioning role that she has, Lord, that you would bring that clarity, that you would release your oil, God, so that it would supply, it would make supply for every functioning, you know, functioning process that she has need of, Lord, that it would work in tandem, God, and in harmony and in unity, God. And we thank you, Lord, that even as this process begins and she takes a hold of it and utilizes it, God, that it actually benefits her whole body, God, her entire soul, body, soul, and spirit, Lord, and just, brings things in order and brings things into alignment, God, and precision. And just in that precision and that place with you, Father, that is abiding and you know, yielding. But I do see you under that alignment and under that order. In Jesus' name, Father, we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Under an alignment?
Yeah, so it's you know, like a unity with him, an order. You know, he mm-hmm. has a way of doing things.
Yes, I was taught long ago, order is God's first rule.
Yeah.
Someone very, very special, very saintly, very holy. And I see that. It's funny. I was thinking about, you know, I think Randy mentioned something about he was praying over my daughter, putting everything in order.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So it's putting me in order, too. Well, it's exactly what I need. Thank you, Jesus. I need his help to figure out what to do and how to do it. And everything is changing. So helping me with the, you know, you mentioned the drops of the oil.
Yeah.
Helping me to relook at things, re-see.
Yeah, I mean, he's supplying. Yeah, he's supplying, making that supply and making it like precision to work, yeah, with precision and well-oiled, you know. So, you know, how people sometimes have an engine and they'll say like, it's super quiet or it's, you know, but it's like this
right.
precision, yeah, this precision engine that's running and flowing and it's just, it's so, everything's so fine and working in order, right? Everything in an engine has to come together and work in order for
right.
it to run smoothly and not just correctly and get us from destination to destination, but when it runs in order and with precision and the oil is flowing is
oh, that is such a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, like
you know?
Everything aligns. It all aligns with, you know, and everything functions the way it's supposed to, yeah.
That's wonderful. That will be wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate your prayer. You know, I kept
yeah.
thinking before you came on, you know, when two or more are gathered in my name, there I am, you know. So how could you not
yeah.
be here, right?
Right.
Everybody should want to be
yeah.
with God. Okay. Well, thank you, honey.
Yes, yes. Thank you for calling. Is there
God
anything?
God bless you.
Yeah, is there anything specific you'd like prayer for before we let you go?
You know, just to be able to, just the, yeah, gift of knowledge to know, you know, what to do, where to go, to keep my mind focused on what he wants me to do. That's my biggest prayer right now, I think, besides healing. But it sounds like he's already helping me with that to make everything work.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about it that way, but yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Huh.
I need everything working.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, but
hopefully
even the deeper meaning, yeah, even the deeper meaning to that, that's, yeah. So, Lord, we just pray for our sister Sharon, God, in Jesus' name, that you would just help her to discern the knowledge of your will, Lord, and where she's to go and what she's to do, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. And even the things that you give us a choice in, God, where we have a choice, you know, at times, Lord, that she would, she, you know, I just hear her heart just saying, I just want the Father's blessing on it, Lord. You know, where's your blessing? If, you know, if you were to choose for me, which would you choose, you know, Lord, just, and not that she's that insecure, Lord, but just wanting your blessing and wanting to
right.
know you're going to be there in advance and be with that, God. So I ask, Lord, that you would walk her through that, Lord, that she would fear not and take your mighty right hand, Lord, to guide her and to lead her in each step, Lord, and that she would even notice, like, where her heart takes delight and is just naturally drawn to, like if it's flowers or rocks or whatever it might be, Lord, you know, waterfalls, whatever it might be, God, that she would even notice and how you're leading her, that she actually takes delight in it as well, God, and how you correspond and how you speak to her and prepare things for her, God, specifically designed for her, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. No, I have
yeah,
to share this really
you.
Quick.
Before, yes, please do.
You know, earlier this evening, I was looking into some things that I've always wanted to do. I was looking into it, realizing with my health and everything, such a mess, you know. I didn't see any way I was going to be able to do it, you know. It's kind of like so far gone, my physical abilities. So, I am hopeful God will help me get back in order so that maybe I can do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what he wants me to do, but it would be a use of my talents if they're not all gone. You know, God gives you all these
yeah.
talents, and then if you don't use them, could be taken.
Yeah, well, it does seem, you know, yeah, when we naturally do that and out of that outflow, that does, there is something there, you know, with an alignment in that, you know, and that might have to do with the alignment because you're aligning with heaven and your purpose is from heaven, you know, and there is a thing where it brings balance and it brings like you're in harmony on earth as it is in heaven, you know?
Right.
You're in harmony with that. And we might have seasons where we have to, like, do certain things that are very practical. But again, like, and I think I was talking to somebody last week, and I did not specifically remember who it was, where God doesn't always work in a linear way, but he connects things, and it seems like, how does this work with this and that with that? You know, but he will reveal that later, like when we get to that place, why you walked through the season that you did, you know, like even with my husband, and I'm really glad that I did, but like I'm getting my real estate license 2 years, but have learned like that's just not my lane, you know, like, I mean, I like to put stuff in order and I do some admin stuff with that. And even our accountants like gives me kudos and so you do such a great job, you know, I'm like, that's pretty much all that I really like about real estate. I mean, there's things that I like for my husband, you know, in real estate. And I see it's like he's totally designed and totally equipped and totally blessed and anointed to do that job. I am not, you know, am I proud that I got my, you know, at the age that I am and that I was the ability to do it? And yes. And I don't want to lose it, you know, I mean, I don't want to just let it fall to the wayside, but it's not my lane. It's not my lane. And so I see the Lord opening other doors for me to do ministry, which is totally my lane, you know? And so I think, well, how is that season fitting for where the Lord's leading me? But he will show me when I get, like, I mean, I'll understand later. Oh, I see why I had to learn all that. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it actually fits with the,
I already picked that up right away. That the reason for your real estate license was not so much to sell real estate, but to learn the laws and to be able to spot what is good and what isn't and how to maneuver in that field for other reasons. That was just my thought when you were talking about it.
Yeah, and maybe you're seeing further than what I can even see right now as well. And I do see the spiritual aspect to it. I do see being licensed in the land. I did see an increase in my prayers. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you're licensed in the state, but it also, and there's a form of authority, but I've seen things in intercession and in prayer over the land, literally over the land, you know? Yeah.
Right.
So, but I know that there's practical things like what you're saying, you know, that just have not been unfolded to me yet, you know, but I'll learn them later, you know?
Right. Well, in my own personal life, because of corrupt and crooked real estate practices, notaries, you know, breaking the law, working around the law. I mean, my home was stolen. Everything I had was stolen. And, you know, this, because I saw the flaws and tried to call them out on it, I was just like, whoa, attacked. You know, talk about whistleblower backlash. So I'm praying also that stop, you know, they not be allowed to retaliate. But maybe because you're working for God, you might be able to stop that from happening to someone else or prevent it from happening to your family or someone you minister to. I don't know, but I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, I do pray, and I always have. Like my husband will say, like especially if he has a home listed or something. I used to say before I even had any interest in, I would say, well, write down all the addresses of the homes that you have, and I'll pray for them and the people, you know, that they, that the Lord would send qualified buyers, you know, because that's not necessarily just the home; it's really people's lives, you know, and it's such a big. Quite frankly, it's such a big thing that it surprises me how frequently people move. I mean, it just surprises me that it happens so frequently when it's so huge. I mean, you have to pick up it's incredible. But yeah, so there are different aspects that I've seen along the way, even stuff with, you know, preparing different stuff. Like the elements spiritually that affect things in the natural, even like, you know, just the Lord, you know, praying through different things with taxes, you know, and it's saying, you know, like pay what is due the taxes. well, that needs to be our attitude. Do you know what I mean? That needs to be the attitude. If the attitude's different, well, is that entitlement
right.
or do you not trust God? Like, let's look at that for what it is, you know, like what's going on with that, you know, and let's get that spiritually in order and repent where repentance is due, you know, and
right.
and I've seen, you know, I've seen things. And again, that's order. That's God's order.
Right.
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 And stepping into that
yeah.
and permitting it and yielding to it. Yeah. So I've seen a lot of different aspects like that. And even this will be the last thing I share is one house wasn't selling. I remember I might have shared this here before. I don't know. But we were at a party, my husband and I, a gathering, you know, with a different, like a small group thing. And when we left this party, somebody from one of the neighbors where this house was said another agent showed the house and the lights got left on, so we needed to go shut the lights off. It was clear on the opposite end of town, okay, so we're like, well, we got to leave, and now we're not going to get home till who knows what time, you know. But when we were in the driveway, so we went through the house, shut the lights off, and we finally got there, and we were in the driveway, my husband said, we need to pray this house sells for some reason. You know, like I get showings, but for some reason, it's just not coming through. You know, just it's just not coming through that I'm getting a deal and whatnot. And so so then as we were praying in the driveway, and I said, you know, just ask the Lord to shed his light on it. Why, what was the, like, what was the hindrance and what was the hang up with the house? And I just had this unction that the wife really didn't want to move. Like, she wasn't on board with it totally. And I asked my husband, is this the case? And he said, you know what? I think that it is. You know, he said, she has expressed this a couple times, and sometimes I'll put the flyers in the box, and like the next day they're all gone. Like it's empty. And he said, I think she might be taking them. Yeah. So I just prayed through that, like whatever that was that she had that was sabotaging it, and any unforgiveness she had, you know, towards her husband or having to sell, that the Lord would resolve that. And he did, and it sold within weeks. They had a contract on it, and it sold. Yeah.
Well, see, I mean, nobody else would have done that. And she needed
that
healing.
I guess so. And I had just recently heard something. I mean, I had just recently heard something, and maybe someone's hearing that in the sound of my voice even right now, where I just utilized that tool. I utilized the principle, you know, and just asked the Lord to shed his light on it. And it was very light, and I just kind of tested it out and said, hey, I mean, you know, it wasn't like it was a judgment thing. I just said, is this possible that, I don't know, I'm kind of getting the wife. Is there anything there that you know of? You know, and that's how it started. We stayed in the driveway until we finished and felt the freedom, and then we left, you know.
You know what? You just said something so powerful. You know, I've asked for prayers, and I've said a lot of prayers, but I've never said the exact prayer. And I know from God that, you know, how I'm literal, that he wants us to pray specifically for specific things. He wants us to be literal in our prayers. I've learned that through healing. But I've never asked for his light to be shown on a situation.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what I need.
Yeah, that's good. Yes. Praise the Lord. Good job. Good job. See, now let me tell you something. Your ears are blessed. Your ears are blessed to hear.
Yes. Yes, I'm very grateful for that.
Your ears are blessed to hear because Jesus did that. And so you take that in faith and continue it in faith before him.
You know, I will, but I'll tell you, it is a hard thing to hear and see things that others don't.
Yeah.
Because you can't, it's how do you my prayer is, how do I, what do I say? How do I fix it? How do I convey that message? And
well, you're cultivating your faith, so you're hearing the voice, right? So you're testing it out, just like I said, hey, I think it might be the wife. I don't know. I'm kind of getting that the wife maybe has some unforgiveness that she really doesn't want
right.
to move. Could this be true? I'm just testing it out. I'm not pinning anything there and saying I've landed there. It is very lightly
right.
upon my heart is where I felt the light shine. And so I'm cultivating the voice of the Lord. So I'm acting in obedience to what I'm hearing. And then
right.
and then once I gather the facts and I know that that's true, then I pray through that in faith and believe that it was received spiritually. Spiritually it was given, spiritually it's received. And then the Lord does the rest of it. You know, but really you're just cultivating and you're obeying and you're just following through in faith, as weird as it might be. Even if you heard me say, this was the last thing I said. If you heard me a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, the Lord told me, and it was towards the end of worship in our service, I heard the Lord say, put a dime on the altar, at the altar. And we have the jars at church where like there's, where you put your offering in the jar, okay, at the altar.
Uh-huh.
During worship, he said, put the dime at the, and then I asked about my husband. He said, yes, you know, and I had another dime. So I told him real quick, and God bless him for just being obedient out of what I said, crazy in the moment. And so right when I said, okay, Lord, I'll do it. I'll put the dime on the altar. And I heard him say, but I want you to put it on the step. Okay, just,
right.
So there's steps. And so I was like,
right.
oh my God, this is so weird.
Why
on the step? I have no idea. I didn't even ask. I was like, sure, I'll do it, you know? So we both went up there. We kind of knelt. I said a prayer. We just set them on the, and I am telling, I mean, I can't even tell you all that act of obedience has brought such a blessing to my life. I can't even explain it. Again, there is a mystery to obedience, but I
yes.
did it. I did what he said to do because I cultivated it. You know, I cultivated what I heard his voice. I took a step of faith and then I actually did it. As weird and yet profound as it was, there was some sort of release that came with doing that, you know? And so we don't know all the reasons,
but,
and I can't explain
somebody,
everything. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, well, just the fact that you did it without questioning. But he wanted someone to see it. So that dime, you know, was a message. It blessed someone.
I guess
on,
so,
on
maybe.
Top of just, you know, I obviously, you know, your obedience was, you're blessed that way. But I just feel that there was someone that saw that dime that needed to, that's, you know, that sign, you know, it was a sign. At least that's what I feel.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, you know what? Maybe you're exactly right. Yeah, because I do know someone specifically who's seen it. So maybe it did speak to them more than I know. Yeah.
I don't
so
know.
Praise the Lord.
It makes me think of the woman, you know, when Jesus teaches them about a woman who gave her a penny, you know, all she had,
yeah.
you know, they were saying, oh, you know, that's not much. That's nothing. And Jesus
right.
said, well, it's all she had, you know, so it was
right.
everything. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just maybe that message came across that whatever you offer the Lord, it's blessed, you know.
Yeah, and you're right, because when you say that, I think sometimes we have to give, like, even our reputation. That's all that I have.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, that's
right.
weird. Actually,
right.
would you pray for me? Would you pray with me on that? Because one of the things, as a single mom raising my kids, you know, on pennies, God always got me through it. You know, all their lives. And But I would always say to my kids, only thing I have is my good name. And in the course mm-hmm. of me trying to expose, you know, the corruption and the things that were wrong, I mean, the retaliation was to destroy my good name. So today I was kind of asking God, I want my good name back, because it doesn't bless him or my family if I am, you know, how do I put it? You know, if my good name is destroyed. It doesn't
right.
bring any blessing to the fact that I am a Christian, that, you know, that I stand for what's right, or I'm trying to do what's right. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what was on my, that's what I feel. I need that. I need my good name back.
Yeah. So, Lord, we just thank you, God, just for your preservation, Lord. And her willingness, Lord, for integrity, Lord, and to speak up, God. We ask, Lord, that you would preserve her and her name before you, Lord. And we ask, Lord, the things that need to be restored on earth, Lord, even if we're not even asking correctly, God, but with the understanding of how things function on earth, Lord, but yet your ways are higher and your thoughts are higher, God. So we place this unto you, God, and ask for the restoration for it to be done on earth as it is in heaven, God, and that you would move supernaturally on her behalf, Lord, that and to show her that you've preserved her name before you and for you, God. And I thank you, Lord. I'm some of the most wonderful and most amazing, and I'm not even kidding, is single moms from people, women that I know that are single moms, and you know, their children are grown now, but they tell me stories of how God came through for them in unbelievable and unremarkable, the most
Absolutely.
Remarkable ways, God. And
it was the loaves and fishes.
Yes.
The loaves and fishes.
A release of your provision and your protection and your providing to come upon her, God, as she stands, Lord, to you, and as she stands for her family, God, we pray unmoving and unshakable that you would bless it and release it unto her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Bless
for your
you.
Prayers.
Okay, for some reason, yeah, I just got a bunch of callers. I don't know, it's very wild, so
okay.
I do need to let you go.
Okay, good.
But I did enjoy praying
good.
For you in the conversation,
oh, yes.
So bless
you.
Yeah, God
you
bless you.
Too.
Thanks for calling.
Bless you, dear. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, caller 769-220. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah. My name is Andrika, and I'm calling from Georgia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Andrika from Georgia. Okay, well, good to have you. I don't know if we've ever spoke before, but praise
no,
the Lord.
No, we have you.
Okay, so thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you, Lord, for the keys of the kingdom, Father, that you give us, and Lord, and the authority to bind on earth what is bound in heaven and to loose on earth what has been loosed in heaven, God. We just thank you for the legal right to do this, God, and according to your word, Lord, that you've bestowed upon us the authority, that you've given us the keys. You know, and there's storehouse keys as well. And I see generation. There's things with generations and keys as well in Jesus' name. And, you know, and I was just reminded of last week the Lord was showing me something about a hidden key. So I don't know if there's a revelation in that as well for you, because I just, like, it just enlightened upon my mind as I was praying. So, Father, I
okay.
thank you for that, Lord. But I do believe there's something in the generations as well for that, Father. And so we thank you, Lord, that you would take her deeper into your word and into your authority, Father God, to utilize these keys. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. You know, if we're given a key for, you know, whatever, for a storehouse, like we are, there's a lot that's bestowed upon us when that's been given to us, and to utilize it, you know, and the trust and the, and it might be, you know, that the owner given us the key and the owner walked away, but it's still trusting, and it's still like that you have the ability, and you have the knowledge and the know-how to know what to do in order to function in that role with that key. And it's just learning and walking through it. And sometimes we just have to ask them. I mean, I still will ask the Lord when I'm praying about certain things, or I feel something that he's leading me into praying, I will still ask him. And I'm telling you frequently, teach me to pray, teach me to do this, you know, and even Moses, he called Moses, unbelievably how he called Moses to deliver the people. But he told Moses, I will teach you as you go. You know, so sometimes, so then I'll say to the Lord, okay, Lord, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do this. Teach me as I go. Teach me as I'm walking through this. Teach me in it, you know. And he's present. It just shows that your spirit is yielding. And that's something as a Christian we should never come to a place where we think we know it all or established. You know, but always remain teachable. It keeps us humble, you know, just to remain teachable. And it also, I think, helps our hearts to become, in some ways, pliable, to be unoffendable, like our minds and our hearts to be unoffendable when we're yielding to the Lord and teachable to the Lord. Because we're always going to go back to him and say, oh, wow, did I do that? Was that arrogant? Was that this, you know? Yes, and it's so it's a blessing. It's a blessing. So bless you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for calling, joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let me just make sure I'm doing this in order. Yes. So our next caller is 804-218. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Angie from Virginia.
Hey, Angie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hanging in there, tough.
Now, have we spoke before or no?
I think it's probably been a long time. I can't remember.
Okay, okay.
But I think we have.
Okay, because I was going to say, your voice sounds familiar, but the Virginia part didn't, so I wasn't sure if it was somebody moved.
Angie from Virginia, maybe? Or from Glen Allen?
Lord, we just thank you for Angie, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for just a release of your blessing, of your goodness upon her, Father. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We just thank you for healing to be upon her. I don't know. Oh, you okay?
Yes.
Okay. I just heard some background noise. Do you actually need healing in your physical body?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so let me just pray that. I was kind of just sensing that, Father. I just pray for healing. In Angie's body, God, we thank you, Lord, for her internal organs, God, that they would work and function as you design them to, God. I pray, Lord, that they would respond to the word of the Lord being released, Lord, for healing in Jesus' name, for the word of the Lord to in her organs, God, to function in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray that they would respond not only to the word of the Lord, I pray that they would respond to communion and the blood of Jesus and the bread of life, Lord, and that we just command her organs to respond to the word of God, the living word of God, the bread of life and the blood of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for driving out you know, any metallic type of things, Lord, and toxins, Lord, and detoxing things out of her body, Lord, that they would be able to function with the numbers, Lord, that you've given them, and that they would function with accuracy, Lord, and health, Lord. We speak health, life, healing, vigor, vitality unto her body and into her organs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Bless you. Bye. I'm just going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. I have four more callers, and I just want to say, I'm just going to kind of pray and prophesy over you. If you prefer that you are specifically calling for a specific prayer need and that is your preference, then I ask that you, when you say your name, that you just go ahead and tell me what your prayer request is. Otherwise, I'm just going to pray prophetically over you. But if you have a, just say, I have a, you know, this is my name, this is where I'm from, I have a specific prayer request, because I'm not going to have time to open up the phone lines to do that. So I'm just going to pray, and then we'll do it that way. So our next caller here is, hold on one second, it is 910-709. Good evening. Who am I speaking
this
to? Where are you calling
Sylvia.
From?
Sylvia.
Hey,
from
Sylvia.
Atlanta. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, and you?
Good. Okay, my phone's going off. I don't know why, but it's okay. At first I thought it was my battery, but it's something else. So thank you, Father, for Sylvia, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the blood that speaks on her behalf, Lord, and it speaks, your word says it speaks a better word, Lord. So we thank you for these words that are coming forth from the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for every exchange and the provisions, God, that you've made and in through your blood, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. You know, his blood counts, and so it's like his blood counts, and but I never thought of, you know, like when we have a blood count in our white and our red cells, I don't know if that means anything to that, but I did hear his blood counts, so count his blood, I mean, in the equation, I'm not sure, but just his blood is speaking, his blood is speaking a better word. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. So, you know, let it be heard, let it be known, and speak it forth. Let it be known, let it be heard, and speak it forth. What his blood speaks, speak it forth in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Yeah, so praise the Lord. Okay, bless you. Good to hear your voice.
You too. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Okay, now we have caller 803-991. Good evening. This is Deborah. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening, Deborah. It's Angela, South Carolina.
Angela, South Carolina. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you? Good. Thank you for joining us this evening. Father, we just thank you for Angela, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you're doing. And, you know, the Lord, I don't know, what does it mean? Okay, well, I don't know what this means, but yeah, I see the Lord like continuing, there is a, okay, I'm kind of like seeing the at sign, you know, when you have kind of like an email address, And the at sign, okay, symbol. It's used as a verb. So I'm seeing, like, at, and I'm not sure exactly, but, like, the Lord doing something at, maybe it's, like, at that moment, at that place, you know, he is found. But for it to be a verb, like, it's some type of action taking place, you know, and it's usually at the end of an understanding, right? Or you have an address, or you have this place, and then it's at, and it's going to tell you where it's found, right? You know, like it's the code, you know, whether it's Google, Yahoo, it tells you where it's found. So it's a verb. Thing is established, and then there's like this action or this placement of, I'm not sure what that is. It's some type of verb, which tells me that it's a doing something. You're going to be doing something, and the connection points are going to come together. You know, they come together to complete that, and where it's going to be found, you know, he's going to show you maybe just where that's at, where it's to be found. I don't know, does this seem to make any sense to you or to bear witness with anything and within you?
Not really. I was looking at an at-home sign today. I was looking at that store at home today. As you said, at, I thought about that, but I don't know what that exactly means as far as.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. It's like, but there is a connection point. I do see it as an action. Like he's not, not that he's not done because he's never done with us, but even if it's something where you think it's finished or you think it's, but it's not, there's something more there that's happening that is going to bring things together. And I'm not sure exactly what that is. Like a verb, an action, and a place where it's to be found, something there. And maybe this is, a word like, I just don't know. I don't know, but that's what I'm getting. A little unusual, but anyway.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, and see how that comes together. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, God.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Okay. 847-239. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Stephanie from Illinois.
Stephanie, good evening. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, I crossed that off. Okay. Okay, Father, we just thank you for Stephanie, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, we just lift her up to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just call forth the cry of the Lord. And, you know, I'm not sure if there's something that you're calling out to the Lord for, crying out to the Lord for, and not necessarily crying in the sense of tears, but crying out for a reply, for a response, like a desperate, you know, need for him to reply and to respond in a certain way. You know, like earlier, and I just remember this now, but earlier I had mentioned about the people of, you know, being delivered, the Israelites being delivered in Exodus, where it says the Lord heard their cry and their oppression. You know, and he had compassion on them when he heard their cry, which is their desperate need to be released, their desperation, you know, for him to respond to their request. That's what a cry is, that he heard them with compassion, and he began to move, and he began to create a way and a purpose and a for them to be released. And it was according to his plan, you know, and but he heard that, and he was preparing for them and positioning them to move forward. And so not only was he preparing his plan and his purposes to unfold for them as an answer to their prayer, but he also was preparing them to be established in their freedom, to be established in this new place that he was leading them to be established in the place that was an answer to the cry. He also had to prepare them, even though he knew what he, even though he was moved with great compassion over their oppression and their need for him, there still had to be a plan, you know, and order. And there was still, and he was again preparing them so that they might be successful in where he was leading them. So we thank you, Lord, for your ways, Lord, and for your healing, God, and just bringing forth your word, Lord, as you speak it, God, both in Logos and in Rhema, God. And let that come to pass, Lord. Let the word of the Lord be brought forth, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, what you hear in her heart, Lord, even the words, even before a word is formed upon your tongue, he hears your prayer and he hears your heart. And Lord, we thank you for moving on her behalf, Lord, in the preparation in advance that she's that you're leading her to and how you're preparing her to get there, God, to sustain her and that you qualify her according to your word, God, by your calling in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you. Thank you. Okay. So our last caller for tonight, 919. 292. Good evening. Where are you calling from and who am I speaking to?
This is Shaquala from North Carolina.
Hey, Shaquala.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Well, thank you, Lord, for Shaquala, Father. In Jesus' name, we just lift her up to you. Lord, we thank you for your grace. Lord, we thank you for your abundance and we thank you for your abiding, God. And there is, let me just exit out of a couple of these right here. And let me go to this one. I think it's in Philippians, but let's see. Let me try it this way. Okay, well, I guess it's in two places, in Philippians 1 and Philippians 4, but hold on. I just want to see the verse before it and after it. Okay, let me just start at verse 3, but verse 9 is where I was praying. But just for the understanding of this with thankfulness and prayer, it says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you with all joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it was right for me to think of this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and the defense and confirmation of the gospel, we all are partakers with me of the grace. For God is my witness how great I long for you with all the affection of Jesus Christ. So that's Paul talking to the Philippian church. And verse 9, and this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in the knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense until the day of Jesus Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, and to the glory and to the praise of God. Amen. So 1 Philippians 9 through 11 is what I prayed. I would meditate on that. I would look that up in different versions and in different scriptures and pray that and begin to ask the Lord to speak into that and reveal that to you, and that you would be abounding, that this abounding more and more on the knowledge and the discernment would be upon your life and be upon your heart and even be upon your steps, that knowledge and discernment, you would be directed even in your steps before the Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for the release of your word, Lord, and let it be fulfilled, Lord, and let it be purposed, God, that you purposed and released it for a reason, and it shall not return void to your daughter, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much.
Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you for joining us, and it's a privilege to pray for you. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and listeners. I'm dialed in online. And any new listeners, we welcome you, and you can call back in and have Pastor Randy pray for you at 319-527-6027 on Thursday evenings. We take communion together as a church body and allow the word of the Lord to come forth in every facet. So shalom to you this evening, and blessings to you.